Lesson one, hit the record red
The
button,
circle, not
the
the
circle, not the
triangle.
triangle.
The circle one.
That's just play. And if you don't record anything, you're not going to hear anything then.
But it looks like a stop sign.
Oh,
Reverse, right?
I hate my life.
I mean,
Does
who would
it
know,
reverse?
right?
Reverse looks
Yeah.
like a stop sign. Doesn't look like
Well,
reverse.
no, the stop sign, reverse of the stop sign, because the stop sign is red, right, on white. This one is white on red.
But aren't international ones a white circle and a red square? Or am I thinking? No, I think
Is
it's
that do
no.
not
It's, okay,
enter?
right. Okay.
I don't know. Hey, everyone!
We entered here. How are you doing?
What's going on? It is us.
Hi. This is my evening voice. How are you doing?
Oh.
Hey, Brijo.
Are we doing that because it's dark outside?
We're doing sexy time.
Is this realness after dark?
You can just call me Right Said Fred. I'm too sexy for this podcast.
Oh
What's up, dog?
And that too sexy guy, his name is Vin with two N's.
So
Like
nice, I end
Vin.
it twice.
But the last N is silent. Because it's pronounced Vin, not Vin.
Brijo.
Let me tell you a story about that. So, a friend of mine who I've known for almost 20 years, right? He just started. Funny, we have a new listener on the
Oh, we
podcast.
do?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
His name is Phil as well.
You know a lot of Phils.
I do.
Yeah.
This one's Phil D.
Phil D?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Three letters away from G.
Right.
Or before G.
D-E-F-G. Yeah.
For those of you who don't have visual, both Ben and I put our hands up at the same time. We're counting. So, you know, on the front page of our podcast, right? The Buzzsprout page,
Yeah.
there's a little description about both of us.
Right.
And in the description of mine, the bio, it explains how to pronounce Brijo.
Right.
Brijo.
Right.
He's been calling me and thought it's been Brijo this entire time he's known me.
Brijo.
Brijo.
Okay.
Damn you, Phil D. Damn you to hell.
I got nothing.
Nothing.
I got nothing.
Nothing.
He's known you this long.
I know.
And of course,
20 years.
filled it. Brijo.
Yeah.
Brijo. Okay.
I can't believe 20 years. And you know what I'm going to do next time I see him?
I can just imagine. What are you going to do?
Hit it!
Woman, woman. Okay.
Is that from
So I Married an
Somebody
Axe
with
Murderer.
Bur
Yeah, I love that movie.
Yes, I do.
I love that movie.
Heed, move.
Heed, pants. Look at it, Heed. It's got its own weather system. It's like a, it's like a cantaloupe on a toothpick.
Look at the size of a man. Heed, move. Oh my God, I have to rewatch that movie. Holy
That's like one of
cow.
the few Mike Myers movies I can watch
Oh,
forever.
it is hilarious. I used to be able to quote from it
Yes.
so much. I've seen that movie so many times. I gotta rewatch it.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, I
Alan
gotta
Arkin
rewatch
as his as what's his name's captain. Why can't you go Super Kawami?
Oh. Holy shit. I have to watch that movie.
Oh, and what's his name?
Rewatch.
No.
Rewatch. What happened?
What the heck? The guy who died,
Ooh.
SNL. He played this. He played the tour guide on Alcatraz. What the heck is his Oh my God! But his name is like Rose or something in the show. Are we doing internet stuff now?
Rose, but yes, I have to look it up. Oh my God, it's been a while.
Oh my God.
We might have to edit this for time's sake, but I'm pulling up now.
I can just pause it.
So, okay.
Oh, so to my surprise, it was Phil Hartman.
Phil Hartman.
Phil Hartman.
He's awesome.
He was great.
He was awesome. I love him. Yeah, I got to rewatch that.
Yeah.
Holy cow, thank you for bringing back really good memories.
That was... You know what brings back really bad memories?
What?
Ticketmaster.
Ticket... Don't get me started with Ticketmaster. What? Do you have nightmares about Ticketmaster too?
No, but I've got... It's been in the news, right?
Recently. Okay, yeah, recent.
And I've been dealing with Ticketmaster because my wife and I are going to go see a few shows this year.
Ooh, what are you going to see?
Next Friday, we're going to go see Depeche Mode at Madison Square Garden.
Nice.
And then in June, we're going to see The Cure at Madison Square Garden. But here's the thing with Ticketmaster. Taylor Swift's fans, as you know, and Drake recently.
Swifties.
Not Drakeys. Okay. They've been calling it a big to-do about pricing and availability. And I haven't been able to get tickets, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
All right. True. Tickets are a little harder to come by. But back in the day, back when I was in high school, mm-hmm. when I started going to concerts,
mm-hmm.
you know, you had an option. You'd wait online outside the venue.
Yeah.
Or you can call Ticketmaster or even Ticketron if you're sure. old enough to remember those guys.
Yeah.
And you get a busy signal. And for people who don't know what a busy signal is, Google it because I'm not going to explain it because we don't have time.
Beep.
But it has to do with a landline. Landline. So then you'd hang up and you and your friends would call like all morning, 10 o'clock on a Saturday because that's when tickets went on sale, 10 o'clock on Saturdays. None of this midweek crap like they do now.
Yeah.
And if you got through, you got tickets.
Yeah.
If you didn't get through, you didn't get tickets.
Yeah.
It's kind of like now when people, because Ticketmaster has you wait in a venue or wait in a queue
sure.
to get tickets.
Yeah.
And
so, like Comic-Con.
Yes.
Right.
Same process, different
just
system.
Waiting. Yep.
But yeah, it was like, it's just really weird how people get upset that you weren't able to buy tickets. You are never able to buy tickets for every show.
Yeah.
You know, they have a limited number of seats.
Right.
Granted, scalpers pick them up, bots pick them up, and I understand that. This is the life we live now.
Yeah.
And then there's this whole thing with ticketing. And the prices. Oh, my God. The prices are killer, though.
Yeah.
There's, because, you know, we're going Robert Smith of The Cure, quote, unquote, worked with Ticketmaster to keep prices low. So for some of his seats, some of The Cure shows, the tickets for front row are like $200.
Wow.
Which is incredible.
Mm.
Because you can't find that anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the flip side of that, there are some shows where you can get lawn seats for like, I think it was like $20 or $30 a ticket.
Okay.
People were complaining. They're like, I bought four tickets for $80. With the Ticketmaster fees, it went to $180.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What kind of fees are they charging?
Crazy fees.
Like what?
Service fees, like service charges, convenience charges, venue charges. So Robert... Also, again, he was talking to Ticketmaster. He was able to get some of those fees refunded. Not a lot. Depending on the ticket and the venue, you got some money back.
I feel like they make this shit up.
No, absolutely. But here's the other thing. This is what I found out from doing the Robert Smith thing. They have dynamic and premium pricing for tickets, okay? So ticket prices will fluctuate depending on how many people want that section, whatever.
Oh, my God.
Artists actually have the option to do that or not. The Cure chose not to do that because they wanted to keep the tickets as low as possible.
Yeah, of course.
Which is cool.
For their fans, right.
Other artists don't do that.
Do they get a cut?
They get a cut.
That's why.
Exactly.
Fucking assholes.
Which has happened. That's what happened. Pretty much happened with Depeche Mode. I paid almost twice as much for Depeche Mode seats as I did for The Cure.
Mm-hmm.
The sections, and I'm not kidding you, are literally right next to each other. We have section 202 for Depeche Mode. 202 for The Cure, 201 for Depeche Mode. Like almost the same aisle, like the same rows, like seven, whatever
and
it is.
Price differences.
Price difference were almost doubled.
Jesus
Christ. It's crazy.
Damn you, artists.
Damn you, Ticketmaster, too. I mean, it was.
So Ticketmaster isn't fully the blame, it's also the artist, depending upon whether or not they want to.
Have dynamic and premium pricing, yes. To a degree, it's the artist, but a lot of it, like. Why would you charge $100 over $100 for service charges?
To do what?
That's ridiculous.
That, this goes to God, it's not even it doesn't even go to the cost of like running the site or anything else. It's just extra money in the pockets of whoever is like, you know.
You gotta figure
if you're doing, if you're doing, you know, I mean, there, maybe it's a 20 city tour, right? Average capacity of a theater of like a major stadium is what, maybe 20,000?
Yeah, 20 to 30.
Or
yeah.
20, 30,000. Sure. Well, I'm going to do 20 because
yeah.
So even if they were to charge like $5 service charge, which I would be cool because you got to run the site.
Yeah.
That's $100,000 per venue.
Yeah.
Times 20.
Right.
That's $2 million they're making. And that's if it's $5.
Sure.
Even if it's $5 a ticket.
Yeah.
Not even a transaction. If it's five, I wouldn't mind paying, you know, $30 for a ticket and then $5 for a fee.
Yeah.
But when you're paying 100 something, $200 for a ticket.
That's just too much.
And you can't, like, buy cheap tickets anymore.
I know. It's just so expensive now to go to different shows. Or just to a show.
Yeah.
Are they worth it? Are they worth it, though?
I hope so. I haven't seen the Depeche Mode. I've seen a lot. Like, The Cure is like my all-time favorite band, but the Depeche Mode I've seen a lot. And this is probably going to be their last tour, people are saying, because one of the members died last year.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens. The Cure, they're a little older than Depeche Mode. Like, literally, like, they're in their upper 60s, where Depeche Mode's in their late 50s.
Okay.
So this might be one of their last tours for the U.S. because they haven't been to the U.S. in a while. But I haven't seen them since like 95 or 96.
Yeah.
So this is going to be the first time in over 25 years I'm going to see them. So I'm kind of excited.
Jeez. But that's awesome. No, I hope you have a lot of fun. I'm sorry about the whole Ticketmaster thing, but that's just lame.
And surprisingly, this is my wife's first time seeing The Cure.
What?
Yeah. Oh, so buying the tickets for The Cure. I got to tell you this.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with my best friend, right? The three of us are going, me and my wife, my best friend.
We're the three best friends. Yes?
So we're both online. So the tickets go on sale on a Wednesday at 10 o'clock because that's what we do now. Wednesdays at 10 o'clock. I've got a one-on-one with my manager. Luckily, it's off camera, but we've got, you know, you're talky-talk.
Yeah.
So I'm talking with the manager, doing my job. I'm chatting with my friend because we're both trying to buy tickets, and then I'm on the queue. So he's like, oh, what number are you? He's like, I'm 1,500. I'm like, I'm 4,600. My manager's like, okay, so we're getting a big project in. Oh, I'm 700 now. I'm 2,300. And you're going to have to do this. I'm going to have to do that. Oh, I'm at this. So I'm texting him. We're both trying to get tickets.
That's cool.
He gets in the system first.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, I'm purchasing tickets now, whatever. I'm getting three tickets. All right, fine. I'm at like 150.
Yeah.
Then I get in. Half listening to my manager now because I want to. I'm looking for seats.
Trying to get the tickets,
right? Because he's like, I'm still processing. I haven't bought them yet.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my god. So she's. I don't know what the heck my manager's talking about anymore at this point.
Sure.
So I got three tickets, and I told him. He's like, all right, I'm just going to close out this because I don't want to pay for anything. So he closed it out. I ended up getting the three tickets for us. Manager was never the wiser. Thank God she doesn't listen to our podcast.
Yeah.
And we're going to go see The Cure for
that's
a decent amount.
That's a lot of fun.
It was a lot of stress, but it was kind of interesting.
But it's like, that's what makes it worth it, right?
Yeah.
Part of it, what makes it worth it. And I haven't done that in such a long time, buy tickets. I mean, God, that's been a while where you're like, you're on the phone with a friend and you're trying to get the same tickets and whoever gets first gets the,
Yep.
I miss those days.
And the thing is too, you were able to buy unlimited tickets then. So you can buy like six, eight, you know, all your whole gang goes.
Yeah.
Now it's a 4-ticket limit.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Like, and that's because of what? Scalpers, right?
They're trying to protect. They've got scalpers, but New York allows scalping to a certain degree, and there are a couple other states that allow it. Yeah. But then you've got all the bots. Yeah, all the bots that just buy them up.
Yeah.
So
I think that's one of the reasons why I stopped going to see shows is because of scalping and everything, you know, trying to get tickets. Trying to get $20 to $50 tickets, and you have to pay like $300 just to go see your favorite band.
Yeah.
No thanks, man. I just, you know, it just takes away the fun from the experience. But
no, you're right.
Hey, dude, have fun.
Thank you.
You know, it sounds like it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Knock wood. If I had it, hopefully it'd be fun. I mean, at the very least, it's a night out.
Yeah. Oh, definitely a night out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are the kids allowed to stay home when you guys go out?
No, we're having my mother come in to watch them next Friday.
Okay.
Well, for the concert.
Okay.
They're
not that age yet.
No, I mean, I'll leave them alone during the day for like an hour or so if I have to run errands. I'm fine like that.
Right.
But I'm not.
Grocery shopping.
Yeah, they're still a little too young for at night.
Gotcha.
And, you know, I'm born and raised in Jersey City. I've had strange things happen to me when I was a teenager. Older than them.
Definitely hear you.
Yeah.
And that's definitely a, I don't know, that's still good. That's a thing, right? Like, I still lock my backyard gate.
I lock everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I could tell you stories that will make this podcast last even longer about me just locking the door when I'm home alone, like the bathroom door if I'm home alone, because I've had experiences where.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Holy cow. Okay. Yeah. Maybe that's another podcast for another time.
Scary things that happened there.
But you know, it's just funny. Yeah. And then, you know, I guess because we both grew up in Jersey, that's just a thing.
Yeah.
Right? I know people around here who don't. Like, who don't lock their doors for their cars or who don't lock. Like, you could just walk in through their back door because it's always open. Mm-hmm. I never understood that.
Nope. I don't know. No, I lock everything. Every night before I go to bed, I check all the doors.
Bah.
All the windows. Bah. Well, windows not so much because we're kind of high up and whatever.
Yeah. So what's the lesson of the night?
Lesson of the night? You can't get into my house if you tried.
There you go.
I have an alarm. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't even try it.
You're not coming to steal my tickets.
Plus, they have Pedro.
Oh, that's
or Bandit.
That's, you know what else sucks?
What?
You don't get paper tickets anymore.
What?
You don't get paper. Everything's on the phone. It's all digital tickets. It's like so it's in your Ticketmaster account.
So what's the souvenir?
I don't know.
What about the people who collect tickets?
And exactly.
Put them into like a scrapbook or you something. You know
what? True story.
That's bullshit.
Well, back in the 80s, when I went to go see The Cure, Giant Stadium, a whole bunch of us were there, bunch of friends. It was The Cure with the Pixies and Love and Rockets.
I love the Pixies.
So Pixies played first. Awesome. Love and Rockets played. Love them. The Cure's playing. We're standing there. We see the backup singer come out.
Oh.
From Love and Rockets.
Sure.
Right? Tall woman. And we see this guy next to her, wearing like a sports coat, t-shirt, jeans, looking real plain. And we were like, that's the drummer for Love and Rockets. Mm. Holy crap. Because he totally changed. Because Love and Rockets, you know, form of Bauhaus kind of goth look.
Okay.
He came out looking like a yuppie. He came up, stood next to us. We're like, excuse me, are you so-and-so? He's like, yeah. Crap, can we get your autograph? Handed him all of our tickets. He signed all of our tickets and handed them all back. Him and the backup singer.
That's awesome.
And then he hung out with us for a few minutes, you know, chit-chat, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then he walked off to watch The Cure.
Sure.
It was awesome. Can't do that now. When are you going to get him to sign?
Okay, can you send my phone?
Yeah. And that's how they're getting, that's how scalpers are doing it too, because you have to have a fan verified account sometimes. So they sell the Ticketmaster account to you.
Oh.
So you have to log in that way.
Oh god.
And if they see that you've done that, they will cancel the tickets. Like if I transfer my Ticketmaster account to you, they cancel all the tickets. You will get a refund. Oh. You can't do anything.
Goodness. Wow. Yeah. That's, again, one of the reasons I don't watch anything anymore.
Well, that, and you've probably got like 300-400 more episodes in your anime to check.
Yep.
Yeah.
Too many.
Too many.
Yep. Checking them off there as I go. All right. Thank you for sharing your experience with Ticketmaster.
No, it's a pet peeve of mine, but it's fine. I just, you know, I used to enjoy going to shows when I was younger.
It was fun. No, I remember doing that stuff, and it was fun. But then when you start paying $200, $300 tickets for what's supposed to be only 20 to 30,
it's ridiculous.
It's not fun anymore.
No.
Damn you, scalper.
Damn you, Ticketmaster.
Damn you, greedy artist.
Yes. Yes.
Ugh, anyway.
If I have to pay more than $300 to see this band called the Kaijus, the Kukikos, I'm not going to do it.
You will have free backstage passes.
I am not doing dynamic.
No pay, dynamic.
Pay
you are dynamic.
When I see these guys play at Brian Joseph's basement.
The backyard. We're playing in the backyard. Oh, is that a new club? Nope. It's our backyard.
We're right there by the grill and the sandpit.
Oh, man. That'll be the day.
Extra price to go near the fire pit.
There you go. Extra fees.
That's the VIP.
Convenience fee.
I'll be manning the merch bar.
Non-chair fee.
I'll have t-shirts.
Oh my god. We'll have swag.
We'll have swag.
Swag. What happened to this? Heed! Bring the swag! Sorry.
Donk.
All right, guys.
Oh, that's it? We're done?
Yeah.
We wrapping up another episode?
We're wrapping up. We're hitting a 20-minute mark.
Oh, my God. What are we talking about?
I know. I just keep on going on and on. On and on. All right. Thank you so much for listening.
The hell song was that?
Do you know what? On and on.
Is that some 90s boy band thing? Is that like One Direction?
No. I think it's from the 80s or something. Maybe even 70s. I'll figure it out. I have to sing it to Siri or Alexa.
Alexa,
what is this song?
I don't know that.
She doesn't know.
She doesn't know.
Damn you, Alexa.
Surprise.
Thank you so much.
Have a good rest of your day.
Yes, this has been The Realness. Stay real.
My friends, I don't know.
Stay realness.
Stay realness.
Stay tuned for the dad joke of the week with our buddy Phil G.
And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, therealness.substack.com, which you can no longer get through Twitter because Elon Musk disconnected the ability to share Substack newsletters on Twitter.
Damn you, Elon Musk.
And we have a Facebook page that we don't update because I keep forgetting about it.
You sound like what's his name? Captain, what's his name from Star Trek?
Captain, what's his name from Star Trek?
What's his name?
There's
Shatner.
There's William Shatner.
Yeah.
We have a newsletter. Mr. Bradshaw.
We have a newsletter.
You're better Captain Kirk than I am.
I am?
Yeah.
Oh, no,
yes.
Nope.
You got the Kirkness.
Nope.
I'm going to call you Kirk.
Welcome to the Kirkness. We're Captain Bradshaw.
We're never ending this episode.
This is Mr. Vin. Have a good night.
Cheers.
He likes walks on the beach with his toes in the sand. He makes magical rainbows with the wave of his hand. It's the dad joke of the week.
With Phil G.
And welcome to another week. And that means another dad joke of the week with our senior dad joke correspondent, Phil G. Phil G, how are you doing today? Hola.
No, I failed Spanish. I failed Spanish twice in high school. We're not doing Spanish here.
See, okay.
No, I don't see.
Yo no see.
Yo no see.
I don't see.
See.
Fans, Phil, dude.
The 90s. Fans out there.
Oh. Phil, do you have a dad joke? I'm laughing so much, you didn't even tell the joke.
I know.
All right, hit us.
So, you know, I saw a picture of Mount Rushmore before it was carved.
Really?
Its beauty was, its beauty was unprecedented.
It's that was good. I like that one.
Unprecedented. Oh, that's awesome.
You're welcome. And I'm sorry.
Hashtag a-hole trending number one. But instead of playing cool, you're still acting all the fool. Aiming to the harm you've done. Public enemy on the run. And you've got nowhere to go. And you don't know what to say. Aiming to the mess you've made.